Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Thanks to VideoDoc. See a GP online anytime for prescriptions and sick notes. Download the VideoDoc app. VideoDoc.ie.
This is Ciara and this is a Lunchtime Live podcast from News Talk. If you like what you hear, don't forget that you can subscribe via the app or on iTunes and make sure to check us out at newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Thanks for listening.
Dublin homeowners may see a greater cut to their property tax rate compared with the rest of the country under proposals being considered by the government. A controversial proposal tabled by the Culture Minister, Josepha Madigan, is being considered that would allow councils to have more freedom to vary the rates. So is it fair that people in some areas of the country pay more property tax than others? To discuss this, I'm joined by Carol Tallon. She's the author of the Property Buyer's Handbook series. Good afternoon, Carol.
Good afternoon, Claire.
Thank you for joining us on the bank holiday. So I suppose we've got used to the bitter pill of property tax in many ways, but can you just explain exactly how the current system works?
Okay, well, the current system is that all homeowners pay 0.18% of the value of their home in annual property tax. But the local authorities already have discretion there for 15%. So they can charge up to 15% more or up to 15% less than the 0.18% of the value of the home. So there is already discussion, or there is already discretion there. So these further proposals are really quite unnecessary and probably unhelpful at the moment.
But why is a review necessary? Is it just that a certain amount of time has gone by, so it's worth looking at the system?
No, there's a very, very simple reason for the review, and that is what we are seeing is a classic example of the can that has been kicked and kicked and kicked, and it has eventually run out of road. So the problem is that our properties are valued based on 5 and 6 years ago when properties were much lower. And because this was rolled over last year, that we didn't correct that in time because it wasn't politically popular to do it. So what's happened is as property values have increased, therefore the corresponding property tax that must be paid has increased to the same extent. And unfortunately, you know, we've an inherent problem with property tax being a political function in that it's never going to be popular to increase tax, and however much it's needed, and it's never going to be politically wise to do what is unpopular. So that's the situation we find ourselves in now. But unfortunately, we need our politicians to be brave and not think with the local elections in 2 months' time in mind. We need them to do what's right for the state.
I mean, I'm not disputing what you're saying, and we all see political footballs and things kicked down when it comes to election and that being at the forefront. But we do also criticise governments for not having an understanding about what it's actually like for households that are struggling. So is it not a fact that people are struggling to make ends meet, that they won't be able to take on more of a tax, and that if we're talking about properties that are currently being rented out to people, that it's actually the tenants that will absolve this and have to pay higher rents? So it'll just keep causing more and more problems.
And that's not necessarily the case. And I think it's really important to compare that we are paying 0.18%. So that's less than you know, it's not even a full percentage point of the property tax annually. Whereas if we look at other jurisdictions, they could be paying as high as 6% property tax per annum. So in fact, our property tax is one of the lowest in the developed world. That's a really important thing. The other point is that I absolutely accept that there are people struggling. I accept that there are millionaires on paper by virtue of their property. But we cannot say that those people are in the same position as those who do not own property and have the same outgoings or more in rent without actually benefiting from the capital appreciation. Remember, the whole reason we're having this conversation is because properties have increased in value. So therefore, the assets that people are sitting on, even if they don't feel like their income has improved, the reality is that their assets, and that contributes to their net worth, has increased. So in fact, property tax, while it might feel unpalatable, is definitely one of the fairest taxes that we have. And it is a measure of a wealth tax, but it's an appropriate measure of a wealth tax. So I take on board what you're saying about people's disposable income, But unfortunately, that falls into the category of nobody's ever going to want to pay additional tax. In fact, I think the conversation, sometimes I feel like we're asking the wrong question when we talk about how much property tax should be paid. We should be looking at what are we getting for this property tax? And this is where the conversation falls short. The reality is that even though this property tax is designated for local use, it has been exceptionally badly deployed. So people don't see any value for their property tax. They don't feel like they're getting anything in exchange for the amount they pay. So therefore, no amount would be palatable.
In this review, are we getting any stats on the benefits? Because as you say, it's meant to go into local amenities. So it is harder to swallow when there are still potholes in your road, where there are still lights that need to be put in. So is this review looking at how successful it's been and where that money has been spent?
No, it isn't. And in fact, that's what badly needs to happen. Just this morning, I actually had breakfast with a school teacher in Carlow, and she made the point that that the property tax is one of the payments that she finds most difficult, purely because, again, she sees no value. Whereas, in fact, she made the point that she very happily paid water charges because she understands that she uses and consumes water. So she saw that as a credible tax, because she could see where the value was coming from. However, Irish households still need to pay their own management charges. They still need to pay their own refuge charges. So they don't see what they're getting in service in return for paying this property tax. And that's where the conversation needs to go. And unfortunately, if politicians allow this to be used, particularly in the next 2 months as we run up to the local elections, we can be almost sure that the wrong decisions will be made, because they're not making the hard choices. They're making the political choices that they fear, or so they don't have to fear any reprisal at the ballot box now in 2 months' time.
The property management fee issue is huge, because for most new estates that are built, a property manager is brought in, and that can be up to $1,000 a year. So as you say, if you're paying for somebody to take your bins, which actually most households are, but to be in charge of the lighting, of the gardens, of the general upkeep of your estate, it doesn't make sense to you that you're then going to have to pay more, and they're not going to react well to an idea of hire.
Yeah, I agree with you, but the solution isn't to not pay property tax or not have a fair and appropriate property tax. The solution is to provide better services in exchange for that. So provide better services to the homeowners so that their payment of property tax is justified, so they can see where they're getting their return on the money spent. Because remember, that tax is supposed to contribute to the local services that benefit homeowners. So whether that's in the array of services going to that. And remember, you know, I don't think it's a good idea to turn this into a Dublin versus the rest of the country. But there is a reality here. And the reality is that people in the greater Dublin area, by virtue of sheer location, have better access to services. So, for example, you know, we talk about equality and fairness, but remember, equality doesn't actually mean the same as. No matter how much we try to make it equal, it will be more difficult for a working couple in Donegal to send their child to UCD than it is for a working couple in Stillorgan. That's just the reality, because we're geographically spread like that. So there are certainly natural advantages that are economic advantages as well that come from living in the greater Dublin area that people outside of Dublin simply don't benefit from. So when we talk about equality, we need to be very careful that we're not trying to make things the same as in one part of the country, the same as another, because actually that's not accurate. And that's why we need for local authorities to deploy the service charges or to deploy this property tax well in their local area. And that's why the conversation needs to happen. So actually, I think this review is the wrong review. What we need to be reviewing is, how is property tax currently being spent? Where is it being used? And where are homeowners seeing the benefit of it?
Yeah, there's a severe lack of clarity around the whole thing. We have a text here, Carol, that you might be able to help with from Paul. What do you do if you've never paid a property tax? What are the penalties, please?
Oh, well, then you definitely need to contact your local authority, because, like I said, the rate is 0.18%. However, local authorities do have discretion to vary that upwards or downwards by 15%. And that's irrespective of whatever proposals are on the table at the moment. So it is exceptionally important that you sort out your property tax position for a couple of reasons. First of all, non-compliance is obviously you're not complying with revenue, so revenue can chase you for that. But also, perhaps more immediate issue is that if you go to remortgage, refinance, or to sell your home, you will not be able to do that without proof that you have paid your property tax and that you are fully compliant with all revenue requirements. So yeah. It is exceptionally important that you do that. Yes, there may be a penalty there, and you will need to contact your own local authority to work out exactly what that is. But it is definitely a situation where it is better to go and do that now, because you are not just depending on whether or not this will be found out and therefore and then enforced. You will not be able to deal with your property in ways that you may need to want to deal with it and have to deal with it in the next number of years without that paperwork. It is actually forms part of your title documents for the legal contract.
Do you think that local councillors should be given more powers to vary rates, or should we have a blanket rate?
I absolutely do not think they should be given any more power, particularly in an election year. Because we will inevitably get the wrong decisions. I mean, look, Claire, I'm not sure if you saw the front page of the Sunday Business Post yesterday actually had the Housing Minister, Owen Murphy, talking about the wrong decisions that he and fellow councillors made during his time as a sitting councillor on Dublin City Council. And he spoke about the pressure that local councillors are under in terms of local vested interests and how that inevitably leads to the wrong decisions. So in fact, this is not a new issue, but unfortunately it's something that we don't talk about enough. And I actually thought the Housing Minister was exceptionally brave to talk about that. And I thought the timing was excellent as well, because we are at a number of different crisis points in terms of housing and other briefs across the Irish government at the moment. We're facing into local elections over the next few months. We need to remind our sitting councillors, we need to remind our sitting TDs and those aspiring to get into that position that being a politician is not securing your position and then retaining your position. It is also about making the right choices, which are sometimes the difficult and the hard, but they're the ones that are good for your local area and are good for the state. And we need to not allow local vested interests interfere with what's the good for the state and for the long term sustainability of the state. And honestly, that's something that has just been so sadly lacking over the past 10 years. And part of the reason for that is because we were coming out of a crisis that really people didn't know what the right decisions were. Whereas I think those right decisions are much clearer now. So we cannot allow parish politics to interfere with that.
But then if you are saying that mistakes are made and wrong decisions are made, how can you assure that that's not going to happen again, only this time with more of people's money?
Oh, I would imagine it's absolutely going to happen again. But the difficulty is that actually it's not a case that they will get more money. It is a case that they will take less money. Because remember, politicians don't like to be unpopular, and asking people to pay more of anything is unpopular. So in fact, if we give local authorities the discretion now, particularly in the run-up to a local election, it is inevitable that they will collect less tax instead of more tax. And if they collect less tax, then they have less money to actually carry out the necessary services. And it is so important that we look at this on a region-by-region basis. And in any particular region, we need to look at it in a district-by-district basis. Because in fact, we talk about the recovery particularly on national media. We talk about the recovery as if it spread evenly, and it absolutely did not. I still visit pockets of the West Coast, and particularly pockets around the Midlands, where recovery hasn't happened. And so those districts aren't part of the same conversation that we're having at a national level. So that's why we do need politicians at a local level to collect the taxation that they need to collect in order to deploy the services that are vital. Remember, if we don't take in funds, then we can't plan key infrastructure projects. Now, again, we had a whole lost decade of infrastructure projects right across Ireland, in the Greater Dublin area, in Cork, in Galway, in small towns from Glanmire up to Castlemorris. We've had an absolute lost decade of infrastructure projects. We cannot allow that to happen again, even when the country is in an uncertain time, which, by the way, the construction sector is absolutely now in uncertainty in terms of Brexit. We still need for infrastructure projects to keep going, because that's the only way that we can actually guarantee sustainable communities nationwide. So this has to be part of a bigger conversation that isn't about the election in 2 months' time.
But Carol, I'm getting a lot of texts in on the age-old discussion. I mean, nobody likes to pay any tax, but we do, and we pay PRSI and we pay universal social charges. And people are giving over massive chunks of what they work hard to earn for these very things. So why should it be a property tax that's separate, and why should it get bigger, is what people are going to say.
Yeah, but remember, what I'm saying today is that the proposals at the tables will likely make property tax smaller, not bigger. It will likely
No, but I'm questioning your theory that we should actually be paying more rather than the proposals of cuts.
Okay, well, remember, actually, it's not a theory. I'm comparing it to other jurisdictions, and I'm saying in other jurisdictions they're paying up to 6% as opposed to our 0.18% of property tax. But I do not believe that we should be paying more. I believe that we should be getting more for what we're paying. In fact, I believe that we should be demanding to know how property tax is being paid, and we should then be demanding that it is better deployed so that homeowners get the benefit of property tax, because that's what's missing at the moment. So I am not saying pay more property tax. I'm saying challenge your local representatives to see where is the property tax you've already paid. Where is that being spent? How can it be better spent? And how is it benefiting homeowners? That's the absolute nuts and bolts of it. And it's a property tax we pay. There should be a service in exchange for that. And the service in return for that has to be felt. And if property owners are paying a property tax and they see zero benefit from it, well, that's where the problem, that's where people don't like paying tax, because they're getting zero value for it. So, in fact, the conversation today needs to switch from how much we're paying, should we be more, should we be paying less. The conversation needs to be, speak to your local representative and find out where is your property tax that you paid last year gone, and how does your local authority propose that they will use it better this year.
Yeah, agreed. And if a review is not even looking at where the money has gone and what benefits were there, well, then you're right. That seems pretty crazy. Thank you very much, Carol Tallon, author of the Property Buyer's Handbook series. Getting in lots of your texts on this one. How do you feel about paying property tax? I mean, look, as I said there to Carol, nobody likes paying any taxes. Taxes and debts are the only things that we're sure of in this life, and neither of those are we that into, let's be honest. But when it comes to property tax, I mean, we're paying it now for a long period of time. Have you seen benefits in your area? Do you pay a property management fee? How do you feel about it? I have a text here from Ray. He says local property tax is almost palatable as we are all paying it. What is ludicrous is that the local authorities charge a contribution called Section 48 for people to build extensions to their own properties. It's allegedly for the use of local amenities. It's almost laughable, especially in my own case, where my street has one street light, and it's not insignificant, somewhere in the region of €86 per square metre. It's rip-off Ireland at its best. Colin in Rathdrum says we pay PRSI and a crushing universal social charge. Is this woman for real in asking us to pay more tax? Get off the planet. Well, I suppose she kind of said, look, I'm just thinking we should ask more of our property tax and where it's going. But I just don't feel that people would know where to go or who to talk to. I mean, imagine if you rang your local authority, you'd be on hold for a long time. You'd be passed from Billy to Jack. And would you trust the answer that you got? I certainly think if there is a review of the entire system taking place where they're looking at where you live and the cost of your property and the price of your property and the state of your local area and basing it on that, I think we'd all understand it. But we need to look at where has the money gone up until now, because no one's going to just say, oh yeah, okay, more, no problem, you say more, here it is. People in some parts of the country, says another, have massive houses and pay very little property tax. Our tax calculation method is flawed. Of course, Dublin should benefit more, says another. Look at the price of houses compared to rural areas. Yeah, I suppose. And then, you know, we have Paul here in Naas. He says rural Ireland should not pay the same as urban. We don't have broadband, Lewis, good roads, etc. And it costs more to live in the country. But I suppose if you're taking in commuting and that, love to hear from you if you're living outside Dublin, what your thoughts and experiences are. We do have one of our listeners on the line. John, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very good. It's not a nice discussion, tax at any time, but what are your thoughts on property tax?
Well, I mean, I guess it's first, it's important to remember first where the property tax came from. When the Troika came into Ireland during the financial crisis, they thought that our tax base wasn't broad enough, so we were too reliant on transactional taxes. So they brought in a property tax, which is a fixed tax for people. But I find it like very unfair because it's not a transaction-based tax, you know. If it was part of a transaction, I'd be kind of happy enough to hand over a portion of it. But
like what
moment,
transaction? Like you give your money and then what do you want to see?
VAT or any kind of transaction, you know. Part
but even
of
with
is,
that tax, John, we don't, I mean, we assume we know where it's going, but we don't actually get a kind of an itemised breakdown of where our PRSI goes or where our VAT goes. We just assume it's for the good of the country. So can we not assume the same positive outcome for our property tax?
Well, I guess so, yeah. I mean, I personally don't see, I don't have a feeling anyway that my property tax is spent locally. But I mean, that isn't the issue so much. I just feel that I feel very exposed to a tax that my disposable income remains the same, but the tax skyrockets as house prices skyrocket. So I just feel very exposed as a taxpayer that anything could happen here. And I just feel that like it's unfair in that way. And at the end of the day, the state, I know you could say that, okay, the state invests in Lewis nearby and invests in Dart and other infrastructure, which increases the price of my house. But ultimately, after I pass on, the state gets that increase in the form of an inheritance tax. So I just feel that, you know, it's tax upon tax upon tax. And, you know, and on top of everything else that we're paying to get the country back on its feet, I just feel that, I was actually pro bin charges or pro water charges. You know, I had no problem with paying a water charge, but I just feel this is just one too far, and I've no idea where it could go.
Yeah, I mean, I keep thinking of a recent study by one of the homeless charities, and it sort of said that, you know, people can just about pay their rent, they can just about put food on the table, but they're not able for anything unexpected. So if the dishwasher breaks down or the car breaks down, they're really struggling to find that money. And this would be kind of falling under that. I know it's not an emergency, but there just isn't an extra 300 quid knocking around for people.
I agree, yeah, absolutely. And it could be more than 300 as well, you know, so...
Yeah, it just depends on where you're living. And John, what's lacking in your area? I mean, do you have a kind of a community centre that looks a bit run down, your roads? Like, are there things that you think are lacking in what you can access locally?
Actually, no, to be honest. You know, I live in a very nice area with a great community spirit. We have like seasonal get-togethers where we clean up the roads and we do everything. We have a fine community centre. We have a nice park nearby. I mean, I don't feel like I'm missing any amenities. I'm lucky enough in that respect. So I have to be honest there.
Yeah, so it does show that the money is being well spent in your area, but it's just the bigger picture. It's the getting the country back on its feet and you just feel it's falling on the smaller person once again.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, John. Thank you very, very much. We have Councillor Barry Ward also on the line. He's from Dunleary Rath Down. And it's very good to get you on the phone, Barry, because you wanted to clarify some points around property tax. Thanks very much for getting in contact.
Yeah, Claire, I suppose I'm concerned about a lot of misinformation that I feel has been put out there about property tax, and particularly the suggestion by Carol that this power should be taken away from councils, which would remove any local democratic accountability for it. I'm also a little bit disturbed about the suggestion that councillors can't make tough decisions. Councillors make tough decisions every day. But on the one hand, she was saying, for example, that we don't know where this money is going. That is factually incorrect. Every council publishes accounts every year, and there's a breakdown. Certainly in Dunleary Rath Down, we actually publish it through social media as well, with graphs and pictures to show exactly where every penny that's collected in property tax is spent. And there's an inherent contradiction between suggesting that we don't know where this money is going and your last caller telling us that he doesn't feel there are any amenities lacking in his area. Mm. That's what it's spent on. It's spent on local amenities. And that doesn't mean that everything is perfect. But parks don't look after themselves. Public lighting doesn't look after themselves. Road schemes don't look after themselves. These are all things that are funded by local property tax. And I'm just very concerned at the suggestion that it's likely to skyrocket. I don't think there's any likelihood that this is going to skyrocket. It has been put on the long finger primarily because we didn't know what was happening with the housing market and what was going to happen with housing prices. And to for example, just to release it back into the system when houses are still prices were still fluctuating would have been dangerous. What I would favour doing is removing the restriction on councillors around the country, because as Carol said, they're restricted to varying the local property tax by only 15% in either direction, to restrict that, but to allow councils to decide how much they need to gather from local property tax and then vary the percentage of the property value, which would mean most likely it would actually stay the same and might even come down in certain cases. But again, I'd be very concerned about the suggestion being put out there that this is an unaccountable tax or an undemocratic tax. This is levied by your local authority. It is decided on by people who are elected locally, who live locally, who work locally. So it is a fully democratic and accountable tax. It is possible to ascertain exactly where every single penny of it goes. And so the suggestion that was made that we don't know where it's going, we don't know what it's paying for, is totally erroneous.
No, well, that's good to hear, and that you can contact your local council and there will be a breakdown of it there. And it is great that you put it out there on social media, because I mean, it sounds like, as I've said a million times, you know, tax can be hard to stomach at any time. No one jumps up and down and says, yes, here, you know, take some of the money I earn. But we all, you know, do it because it's what you do in society. But do you think you're up against, Barry, that people just feel like it's the straw that breaks the camel's back, that they're struggling, that it's hard to get a mortgage, that rents are high, that, you know, the cost of living is high? And that's what people are angry about, rather than that we don't know where the property tax is going.
I must say, I don't actually feel that people are particularly angry about local property tax. That's my feeling. Now, I live in a local authority where we have reduced the property tax by 15% every year that it's been in existence. But the reason we have done that is that we in Dunleary Down are paying the highest rates of local property tax in the country. So we feel it's appropriate. The system is designed in order to allow authorities where people are paying higher rates to reduce them, and correspondingly people in counties or local authorities where the rates are lower to increase them if they need to. But this is part of a measure that was brought in, not, as your last caller said, to deal with transactional taxes, because there was, of course, there were already transactional taxes in relation to house purchases through stamp duty and things like that. But it was more to shift the funding model for local government from central government to local government, thereby giving greater power to local councillors and to the local community to decide on how that money is levied and spent. Correspondingly, then you see a reduction in income tax at national level. So it's part of a model that would actually empower local communities and provide them with the opportunity to spend the money and what they need to spend it on. But I must say, I don't think that people are particularly exercised about it. And Carol said, for example, she was comparing us to other jurisdictions where local property tax is 6%. There are jurisdictions where local authorities also have responsibility for education and health and many other things that local authorities in Ireland don't have. And the 6% local property tax in Ireland would be an astronomically unfair tax, because it wouldn't reflect the level of responsibility that local authorities have. Now, I would favour changing that as well. And if we can shift the payment model that way, that's fine, as long as it's still balanced in terms of the outgoing from each house. But it's also important to remember that certain people who live in a given local authority don't pay property tax. So, for example, if you're a tenant, usually it is the responsibility of the landlord to pay the local property tax, which is not to say it doesn't impact on rent.
Yeah.
If you're a social tenant, a tenant of the county council, you don't pay local property tax. So there isn't a large element of the LPT that is targeted at people who don't have an ability to pay. But I'm aware that critics of the tax say, and they're right, that it doesn't specifically reflect an individual's ability to pay, because obviously you might have inherited your parents' house and that might have a particular value and it doesn't reflect your income, for example.
Okay.
So it's flawed. But
okay, so you do think there should be a review. But Barry, thank you. It's good to get something positive and that people can contact their local council and there should be a breakdown of where their property tax is going. Thank you very, very much again for that. Patrick says, property tax, this is stuff and nonsense. One of the basic problems is the pensioners pensioners who have paid all their taxes throughout their lives are now being asked to pay again without any or little income. You want 0.18% of a pension, I'll give you 28 euros. Yeah, I mean, it should be means tested and take into account who the people are living in this house, I think is something that should be said. We have Des on the line. Hello, Des.
Hi. I was just trying to make the point. Asset appreciation is of no benefit to the homeowner. So if my house is worth €1 million from whatever, 300,000 I paid for it, like, that is of no benefit to anyone. So why should I pay an extra tax for something that's being manipulated? And also the VAT I paid on my house, you know, I paid 40,000 in VAT, is not taken into consideration. And I'm paying that back in my mortgage payment every month. So 13% of my mortgage payment is already a tax. So that's totally not taken into consideration. And it's kind of like, I don't know, I don't see why the value of my house should be taken into consideration when paying this tax. It should be related to the services.
Do you feel then that, because there was such a rush to get on the property ladder, and now I think, I certainly feel it myself, that if I'm speaking to people younger than me, I'm like, listen, it's not all it's cracked up to be. Is that what you mean? That even though on paper it is an asset, which it is, that is increasing in value at the moment, but do you feel there's so much more that goes with it, that it's not exactly as pretty as it looks?
Well, yeah, but I mean, I think, okay, you can say it's an asset, but, you know, you can't. It's something, it's a necessity. You know, you can't, you're not going to be making money off your house. And I heard a lot of people come on the radio, oh, you can borrow money off your asset. Well, I think that's a very dangerous thing, you know, that's the kind of irresponsibility that got us that caused a crash. Like, I don't think you should be borrowing money off your house if it appreciates in value. Like, like, your house is your home, you know, so it's not an asset as such, it's a necessity.
So you don't think it should be looked at as the value of your property? Do you think everyone in the community should just pay the same, regardless of the size of their home?
Maybe the size of your house, you should pay more. But I think if you look at South Dublin and see the prices, they make no sense. And you say, are they going to drop like a semi-detached house for £1 million? I mean, come on, like, that's that looks like financial manipulation rather than a real home value, you know.
Well, agreed. There's a lot going on with the housing situation that doesn't make much sense. Des, thank you very much for coming on.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Thanks to VideoDoc, your online healthcare provider. See a doctor, therapist or physio now on our app or at videodoc.ie.